We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsor job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Indeed.
Story Spectacular.
Today's show is titled The New Year's Spectacular. If you enjoy this party of an episode, be sure to leave a glowing review for Story Spectacular on your podcast app.
Who wants a story? Let's go!
Welcome to Story Spectacular, the jolly show you can take on the go. Listen along on your holiday travels, while you're eating a festive treat, or even while you're having a ball at the New Year's Eve party. I'm your host, Angie. Today is a very merry episode. We are going to ring in the new year with Birdie and Digger the dog. Who knows, maybe some other friends will be stopping by too. This episode is sure to be full of spectacular surprises. So let's begin now. The New Year's Spectacular. Hi, Birdie. Hi, Digger.
Hello.
Are you ready to start the New Year's celebration?
I've been waiting all year for this. Look, Angie, I even brought some spectacular New Year's party favors.
Oh, golly, you sure did, Digger. I love these shiny, sparkly party hats.
Here's a gold one for you, Angie.
Thanks.
A magenta one for you, Birdie. And I'll take this pretty blue one.
Wow, we are really looking the part for a party now.
Yes, but you're missing one accessory. Here, put on these special New Year's glasses.
Awesome! I really have 20/20 vision with these spectacular spectacles. Now we are really ready to start the party.
Hold on just a minute. We still need one last party favor.
What's that?
A paper party horn!
Yippee, hooray! This is already shaping up to be a great New Year's celebration. Now that we are in full party mode, I want us to take turns sharing our New Year's resolutions. What are some goals we want to accomplish next year? Oh, I think Birdie wants to go first. Birdie said she wants to practice her singing.
Oh, that's a great resolution, Birdie. If you practice your singing and playing music every day, you'll become a Birdie Maestro.
I can't wait to listen to all of your new songs this coming year, Birdie. How about you, Digger? Do you have a New Year's resolution?
My resolution is to make even more good friends. I've made a lot this year, especially since I got my new pet cat, Kit.
Meow.
I want to make even more great friends because it feels really good to spend time with fun pals.
It sure does. I think that's a wonderful resolution, Digger, and you're already off to a great start.
Say, what's your resolution, Angie?
I want to take a moment every day to sit in the quiet, close my eyes, and take a deep breath.
You mean like a dog nap?
No, not quite. I would still be awake, but I would just like to take a little extra time to sit quietly with my thoughts. So that's what I want to start doing in the year 2020.
Wow, that sounds relaxing. I really like that, Angie.
We all have some great resolutions for the coming year.
We sure do. Making resolutions is a fun tradition. But are there any other neat New Year's customs we can do, Angie?
There sure are, and I know a totally awesome expert who can tell us all about it. Look, Tildy the Tortoise is here to share some fun facts about New Year's. Tildy is a tortoise. She's one of the oldest living creatures on the planet. She's traveled all around the world and has seen many, many things. She's joining us here today to share three fun facts. Isn't that right, Tildy?
That is correct, Angie. I've been all around and have seen just about everything there is to see. Today I have some fun facts about New Year's traditions. Fact 1. Every year in New York City's Times Square, people gather to count down the final seconds of the year and watch a big ball covered with sparkling lights drop down a pole. The Times Square New Year's ball has been dropping since 1907.
What an awesome tradition! I wonder who came up with that idea.
Well, Angie, time balls have been around a long time. In England in the late 1830s, there was a ball that used to drop down a flagpole, and it was used for sailors to help set the precise time on their navigational instruments.
Arr, would you look at the time?
Then in the early 1900s, a man named Adolph Oakes decided to celebrate New Year's Eve with a celebratory ball drop after there was a band put on fireworks.
Wow, he still found a cool way to light up the sky.
Fact 2. Because there are 24 time zones across the world, many countries celebrate New Year's at different times. Each year, the first country in the whole world to celebrate New Year's is the small island of Kiribati in the South Pacific Ocean.
Wow, that's so cool. I love thinking about people celebrating all around the globe.
Yeah, me too. All this talk about celebrating is making me a little hungry. Say, are there any traditional foods to eat on New Year's?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Digger the Dog. That brings me to fact 3. Many cultures have their own unique traditional meals to feast on New Year's. I've sampled nearly all of them. But I'd have to say my favorite New Year's foods come from the American South. Foods like black-eyed peas represent gold coins. Collard greens represent folding money, and cornbread represents gold bars. Legend has it that these foods will bring you good luck and prosperity. but I just like to eat them because they're delicious. In fact, I brought some of these foods to share with everyone.
Oh boy, thanks, Tildy.
New Year's traditions are so fun.
And delicious.
Haha, I think so too. And if I ever become the first tortoise to sit on the Times Square ball as it drops, I'll be sure to come back and let you know.
Thanks for sharing these marvelous New Year's facts. Will you stick around and continue celebrating with us, Tildy?
Why, sure. I just love being in the company of good friends.
Me too. I want to say thank you to all of my friends listening out there. We've had a wonderful year here at Story Spectacular Headquarters, and we have lots of fun things planned for you in 2020. We want to hear what you are up to. Send a note or draw a picture of your New Year's resolution, and then you can share your fabulous fan art in the Story Spectacular Facebook group or send it to Angela at storyspectacular.com. We love hearing from you and celebrating all year long. Speaking of celebrations, I think Digger the Dog has even more surprises for our New Year's party.
Well, you know me, Angie. I can't come to a party without sharing a few jokes.
His name is Digger and he likes to tell jokes.
My name is Digger and I like to tell jokes.
Today's jokes are all about New Year's, of course.
Well, of course. Take it away, Digger the Dog.
Sure. What do you say to your friends on New Year's?
Oh, gee, let's hear it.
I haven't seen you since last year.
That joke's older than me.
What did the cow say at the stroke of midnight on December 31st?
What?
Happy Moo Years!
I would have thought midnight for a cow is past your bedtime.
Hey, Angie, did you hear about the guy who started fixing breakfast at midnight on December 31st?
No, I didn't. Why on earth would he do that?
Because he wanted to make a New Year's toast.
That's my favorite kind of toast.
Hey, Digger, I have a joke for you.
Okay.
Why did Digger the Dog lift his left paw in the air at the stroke of midnight on New Year's Eve?
That's a stumper. Tell me, Angie.
Because Digger wanted to start the new year off on the right foot.
That joke deserves some applause.
Woohoo! We sure have really had a fun year telling jokes.
You're right about that, Angie. You might even say we had a New Year's ball.
I am really having a great time at this here New Year's celebration.
Us too.
What should we do next, Angie? I know. How about we have a New Year's sing-along?
Sounds great.
Can you start us off, Tildy the Tortoise?
Oh, sure. It would be my pleasure. I'd like to sing an old traditional New Year's song that I learned a long time ago on a snowy winter trip to Scotland.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and old lang syne? Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and old? Digger the Dog. Sure. This goes out to all of my listener friends out there.
For you're a jolly good listener. For you're a jolly good listener. For you're a jolly good listener. Which nobody can deny. Which nobody can deny. Which nobody can deny. For you're a jolly good listener. Which nobody can deny.
Sing along. If you know the words.
For you're a jolly good listener. For you're a jolly good listener. For you're a jolly good listener. Which nobody can deny. Which nobody can deny.
Which nobody can deny.
For you're a jolly good listener. Which nobody can deny.
Hooray!
Now take it away, Bert.
Has almost come to a close, but there's still one more thing I want to do.
What's that?
I want to hear from our real life listener friends.
Me too.
It's time for Animail, where we hear from real life listeners just like you.
Animail.
Our first message comes from our quirky turkey contest winner, Suki.
Meow, meow. I'm a kitten. Hi, Angie. I'm Fori. My favorite episode is Cotton Candy Mountain. Yum. Bye.
Thank you for the spectacular message, Suki. And thank you for flapping your wings to the Quirky Turkey song. Next, let's hear from Jerry.
Hi, Angie. My name is Jerry. I like Shapes to the Rescue because I like superheroes and the shapes came to save the triangle. I was kind of confused.
Okay. Hip hip hooray, Jerry. I love going on adventures with the shapes too.
Go triangle, go.
Last but not least, let's hear from our listener friend, Olivia.
Okay.
Hi, my name's Olivia. I'm 4 and a half, and I love lions. And something I love are cheetahs. And my favorite story is sled dogs and bye.
Yay! Thank you so much, Olivia, for the kind message. I think lions and cheetahs and sled dogs are all totally pawsome. It's so nice to hear from you. Looking forward to even more Animail next year. Today was a super duper New Year's extravaganza. We did so many things. We pulled out all the party favors and made resolutions. We heard fun facts about New Year's from Tildy the Tortoise. We laughed along with Digger the Dog at some side-splitting jokes. We sang some spectacular New Year's songs, and we even heard some sweet messages from our real-life listener friends. What a wonderful celebration! 2020 is sure going to be spectacular! Happy New Year, everyone!
Story Spectacular!
Story Spectacular is written and hosted by Angela Ferrari. I hope all of you out there listening have a fun and happy New Year full of cheer. Share this story with your friends who would like to celebrate too. Help us get the word out so that little listeners from all around the world can share in this spectacular New Year's party. Hip hip hooray! Thanks for listening. Many happy returns.
See you next year.